expert Ramona, please.
Thank you very much. I have a brief comment. It's actually addressed to a comment made by Romania previously. Thanking very much for the support of the process. Indeed, Romania is a country with a significant rural population and an immense active peasant population. So the support is welcomed and enjoyed by the peasant communities and organizations in the country. I'd like to say to speak a little bit about the reality in the ground when it comes to collective rights. In Romania, as well as many countries in the EU and in the entire world, peasants exercise collective rights. There is collective enjoyment of rights. And the best example I can give is the communal pasture lands. It's quite relevant because Romanian peasants represent almost 50% of the peasants from the European Union. And approximately 34% of the agricultural surface in Romania is represented by pasture lands, most of them being communal. Either way, these pasture lands are managed collectively by our peasant communities. We can honestly say that most of the collective enjoyment of rights in the European Union is in Romania. And I'd add another example. The European Union is actively promoting the exercise of collective rights through the large financial support that is provided for the constitution of cooperatives, which are collective forms of organization of peasants and other people working in rural areas for better representation of their interests for a collective bargaining, access to market, and so on. Well, of course, further clarification in this matter are necessary to be able to come to a common ground and adjust to the reality from the ground that is addressed by this declaration, because we need to distinguish from a political positioning towards collective rights when it comes to self-determination and collective rights exercised actually, and not only in Romania, but collective rights being also regulated by various EU member states. Collective rights don't mean undermining of state sovereignty. It's not the spirit of this declaration, and it's not referenced in the text of the declaration in any way. Thank you very much, and looking forward for further clarifications from Romania.